sailor floats selling Bitcoin to fund Strategy's dividend obligations. Michael Saylor told investors on Strategy's Q1 2026 earnings call that the company may sell some of its Bitcoin holdings to fund dividend obligations, marking the first time the firm's executive chairman has publicly floated the idea of selling. "We'll probably sell some Bitcoin to fund a dividend, just to inoculate the market, just to send the message that we did it," Saylor said, per a Cointelegraph readout of the call. Bitcoin traded at $81,545 as of May 6, 2026, up 0.9% on the day and roughly 20% from the April worst low, according to CoinMarketCap. MSTR fell 4.33% in after-hours trading to $178.80 once the earnings hit. A $12.5 billion quarter and the first cracks in Never Sell strategy reported a $12.5 billion net loss for Q1 2026, almost all of it driven by unrealized losses on its Bitcoin treasury after BTC dropped 23.8% during the quarter. The company still owns 818,334 BTC valued at about $66.7 billion at current prices, having added 145,834 coins so far this year. Saylor's previous line was uncompromising. In February, he said the firm could weather a drop to $8,000 per BTC without selling. Tuesday's comment is a different posture. Not forced selling under stress, but selling small, deliberate amounts to cover preferred dividends and signal that the option exists. He added that the company's fine, the Bitcoin's fine, the industry's fine, the world didn't come to an end. The signal here is the rhetoric, not the size. Strategy's preferred dividend obligations are a fraction of its $66.7 billion stack, so any sale to fund them would be small relative to holdings. The shift is psychological. Until now, the playbook was issue equity or convertible debt, never touch the coins. Saylor is now telling holders that the wall between treasury and operating costs is permeable. The market cared Strategy is the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin and one of the loudest. Its earnings calls double as a sentiment gauge for institutional BTC conviction. The company paused Bitcoin purchases ahead of this earnings print, the first weekly pause in months, which set the table for a more cautious tone on the call. For now, the spot reaction has been muted. BTC is up on the day, and the broader market remains in neutral territory at a fear and greed reading of 50. The risk is reflexive. If MSTR shareholders price in even a small probability of recurring treasury sales, the equity premium that funds further BTC purchases compresses, which in turn limits how much the company can buy. That feedback loop is what kept Saylor at Never Sell for 5 years. To watch from here. The next signposts are concrete. Strategy will need to disclose any treasury sale in subsequent SEC filings, and the size of the first sale, if it happens, will be closely parsed. A few hundred coins to cover a quarterly dividend reads as housekeeping. Anything larger reframes Strategy from a leveraged BTC accumulator into a fund that periodically distributes. Holders of MSTR equity, MSTR preferreds, and BTC itself are now watching three different things from the same disclosure: whether the company sells, how much, and how often. Saylor's word choice, probably, some, leaves room for either path.